Breakout, that's Swing Out Sister on Nova 103.5. Not quite a breakout, but more a celebration of, well, I suppose 40 years of breakouts. Celebrating Sandy Rudd's 40 years of fabulous. It's going to be on at the National Theatre of Namibia. And in the studio with me this morning, I have Lisa Ellis, who is involved in the entire production. Lisa, you are the musical director for the show, I believe.
100%, and it is the ride of my life.
How does one take 40 years? I mean, Sandy is a larger than life personality anyway. So how does one take 40 years of Sandy Rudd and put it into a stage show?
It has been an incredible curation process of meeting, saying, okay, wait, we need this one. Okay, that one. But wait. And it was incredible. So months and months of prep has gone into this. We've been working with the phenomenal Ann Steinberg, who, of course, is our technical director and the creative director of this massive installation. And working with an incredible Odile, who's also guiding us a lot as our choreographer, together with Hamish Olafir. So the music had to come from all sides, and we're really excited with what we've chosen, and I think we're gonna light the National Theatre on fire.
Can you give us a sneak peek? I mean, I'm thinking about all the different types of productions that Sandy put on as well. I mean, some were a lot more serious than others, some were very playful. I mean, all as far as to I was Prince Charming in Sandy Rudd's production at the St. George's pre-primary many, many, many thousands of years ago.
Are you being serious, or 100%. Is that hypothetically?
No, I'm serious. I was
Oh my words, you see how the span is just phenomenal and endless, and that just gave me goosebumps because it shows what we're going to do on Friday and Saturday at the National Theatre is so valid and important. And actually, as much as we're celebrating Sandy Rudd, we're celebrating the community of theatre goers, thespians, singers, comedians, deaf comedians, and from children's theatre, absurd theatre, giant scrims from I Am John to the one woman show I did, Maisie van Marintel. I'm terrified as I'm sitting here refreshing my lines. I'm like, how am I going to say to a entire theater about giving a dog asparagus for lunch because the Swakop asparagus farmers were the owners of the dog? So it's just, it's timing, it's rehearsal, it's we're all kind of feeling like we've taken effervescent tablets because we see what this is doing. We're looking back at all the stuff we've done with Sandy, what Sandy did with other people, and it's reigniting a passion and an understanding and a bit of gratitude at what we've already achieved, now to give ourselves some fuel in the tank to go another 40 years.
And like you're saying there, that fuel in the tank, and a lot of this is to, yes, it's retrospective, yes, it's looking back at 40 years, but it's also saying, guys, we've got this amazing theater right here in Windhoek that's not being used enough. What can we do? How can we revive the art scene? Are there any plans in the pipeline? Have you had any inspiration with all of you creatives, you know, mixing together these past couple of months?
I think all of us, we've come to understand that working together is magical. We unlock something in each other. We know everybody's schedule is absolutely crazy. You know, we're all these blue economists. You have to do five things so that the bank account can look like one thing. And we understand the levels, the intentionality, and absolutely the consistency it requires to run a national theater. And we praise what Alma and the team have done for the last couple of years. But what we understand, it's also our responsibility as the community of creatives to say, I have a script. Please, what program do you have that could fund the script? Can we lock up and hook up with the National Arts Council of Namibia? I mean, they're also in a big time of change at the moment. So, you know, with the banks and all the people who have finances, why not give us wind under our wings so that we can fly again as creatives, create work that once we're 40 years later, we can say, look at what we've done for the country, for our national identity, what creative thoughts we've used to reflect on the times that we are living in. I don't want to go to space. I want to go to the National Theater, and I want to show you what I can do with the help of a beautiful director like Sandy Rudd.
And you mentioned community as well, not just the creative community. I mean, the whole community of Windhoek. We're so quick to complain about nothing happening in Windhoek, and you know, we've got nothing to do, we've got nothing different to do. Well, here's your opportunity. How can we get tickets? What are the dates? What are the times?
Please, on 7 p.m. Friday. You know, that's 7 p.m. Friday. It's 95 degrees. Get your ticket at Web Tickets. It's the gala for Friday evening. So please do wear traditional or formal. Dress warm. It is winter. But that will be our beautiful kickoff show on Friday, the 16th of May, when Sandy Rudd actually turns 70 years old. And then Saturday, we have a 4 p.m. show and a 7 p.m. show again. Tickets are different for that one, and you don't have to dress up so much, but obviously, let's celebrate theater. But go to Web Tickets. You can also email sandyrudd60@gmail.com for more information.
Okay, and there's a multimedia element to this as well, because it's not just in the theater. The art gallery right next door is also having an exhibition, I believe, of all the posters, you know, that type of history of Sandy's theater journey.
I think this whole installation is so multifaceted, and again, like you say, multimedia. And we just want to applaud the National Art Gallery of Namibia and Unframed and Sign Shop. They all came together pro bono and said, let us take as many of the 160 productions that Sandy has put up in the 40 years. She's done much more, actually, but we then took between 20 and 30 posters, and they will be permanently exhibited at the National Theatre of Namibia. But on the 15th, which is, of course, Thursday, we will be launching the exhibition of Sandy Rudd and 40 Years of Fabulous. And we just also, in this instance, take a moment to pay our respects to the late and great Freddie Philander, who passed away yesterday, one of the greats. He will also be part of the Wall of Recognition at the National Theatre of Namibia. So this production is threefold, actually fivefold. It's the Lifetime Achievement exhibition wall that's going up. It is the exhibition poster wall that's going up. It is the actual productions happening at the National Theatre. And then we're also going into archiving. And to archive 40 years of theatre has been, I think with Dino Ndulula and myself, we've really tried to get as much as possible, and we hope that you can access that at the College of the Art Archives, and then the rest is history.
Well, Lisa, thanks so much for having come in and given us a little bit of a taste, I think, of what we can expect on Friday and Saturday.
You can expect a whole new world and Ngubukubu and I Am John and so much more. But again, a multifaceted, varied production. And let's have this retrospective. We're not calling it a tribute because Sandy's still alive. Yeah. Well, let's not go there. But please see you at the theater, and we can't wait to wow you with just music, laughter, beautiful scripts, and of course, working together with the best of the best, Sandy Rudd.
Thanks so much, Lisa.